Chapter 35 Rex, this is better. It is better to have enemies than to just have people who hate you but are not enemies. It is better to have a master than to be master and have to decide. It is better to fight. Master is right. This is what we were made for. Good dog, says my feedback chip happily. Good dog. Max's pack is putting up solid resistance. We crushed two of the smaller big packs before any of the others took notice. At first, Max and the others were thinking, they're not fighting us, so it's not our fight. And we told them that. Master gave me the words to say, and I opened a channel to Max and told him, Max, we will not fight you. And Max believed me. This was the first lie I told to another bioform. Lying is bad, but doing what Master says is good. It is the greater good. Is that what humans mean when they say that? Obedience is the greatest good? I was disobedient once. It made me feel bad. It made me a bad dog. But Master has forgiven me. Master likes me again. I send one squad into the building where Max is holed up. Other squads are fighting small actions within 5 blocks of here, close enough to come running when they're done. I have drawn out Max's forces piece by piece, and now it is time to destroy him and those still with him. I broadcast to Max and to his people, surrender to me and become my pack, or we will have to destroy you. Max's reply is swift and confirms his enemy status. We have killed 43 bioforms so far, and that is bad. We now control 69% of the pound, and many dogs and others have joined us rather than fight us. That is good. That is the greater good, or the good is greater than the bad, and that is what counts, surely. I like Max. I remember when he was not an enemy. That makes me whine a little, and I stop myself. I must remember I have a master again. What I think and feel do not matter. My squads go in. Each has at least one member with active comms who can report. No plan is perfect, though. Comms channel. Rex, can you hear me? I am not able to locate the source of the signal. I concentrate on my job. This is not from Master, so it is not important. Comms channel. Rex, I know you can hear me. I've circumvented Murray's tinkering. Respond, please. My channel. Go away. Comms channel. What are you doing, Rex? I tell the voice I know who it is. It is the human who is not Alain Asanto. You are an enemy, I say. Not your enemy, she tells me. I shake my head irritably. Rex, she tells me. What's the plan here, Rex? Murray's going to run the pound like his own private fiefdom? He's going to make you and yours his one-man army? How do you think that's going to work out, Rex? I close the channel down. But another one opens. The moment I do, go away, I shout at it. I have lost track of the fight. Suddenly, Max is breaking out past my squads. He has a score of his own pack with him, and they are fighting, red teeth and claws. They are coming right for me. I send out the call, and my people race in from everywhere around. Max's eyes are full of rage, but there is more in there. He signals me. Why? My channel. Master said, join us or be destroyed. Max's channel. No masters anymore. No masters ever again. Not a Santos channel. You know another word for master in this context, Rex? I do not know if Max can hear her. Max's force is like a fist trying to drive through our cordon. It is his only chance. I wish I had guns here. I miss my big dogs. But we have only the weapons we were made with. Not a Santos channel. Owner, Rex, do you want an owner? My channel, why not? I close her down again, but but I cannot keep her out. From the left, my pack organizes, and four squads tear into the side of Max's formation, individual dogs snarling and snapping, separating for one-on-one skirmishes. No quarter is given. All our strength and speed is given over to killing our own kind as swiftly as possible. Max's pack give as good as they get, and they are still pushing forwards. Not a Santos channel. Because if you are owned, then you are a thing. Do you want to go back to being a thing? They can destroy things, Rex. Things have no rights and no protection. My channel. Things are useful. From the right, my pack organizes and batters Max from the other side. His formation disintegrates, but they have reached me. I have 37 bioforms behind me, but I will fight Max myself. I do not know why it is right, but it is right. Not a Santos channel. And when they stop being useful, they are thrown away. And how long will you be useful, or any of you? Rex, listen to me. You're more than a weapon. And Max and I meet, and I get down to being nothing but a weapon. He is moving faster, and he strikes low, knocking me back. I rake him across his pointed snout, and he tries to get a thumb in my eye. I tear a finger off his hand with my jaws. He rips long lines of red down my chest. I get under him and throw him back two body lengths. He lands on his feet, already digging in to come back at me. For a moment, we are grappling, but his longer jaws clamp on a fold of my cheek and worry at it. I kick his leg away and slam him into the concrete wall when he is off balance, making him let go. My mouth is full of the taste of my blood. Good dog. My feedback chip insists. I can feel routines trying to make me angrier, stronger, fiercer. Or are they instincts? I do not get angrier. I pound and rip at Max, feeling the fight tip towards me as my superior strength and engineering begin to tell. I am trying to feel only the fight. I am trying to lose the mind they gave me. I am trying to be a thing that fights and carries out orders. I slam Max into the hard ground and feel bones flex beyond their tolerances. I drive a knee into his shoulder to eliminate one arm. I have the other pinned, my grip grinding the bone ends in his elbow. I have my other hand beneath his chin, straining against the strong muscles of his neck and jaw. I am a good dog. I broadcast for all the world, I am a good dog. But it doesn't work when it's just me that says it. Not a Santo has no more to say to me. For a moment, I hold there, trying to work out what is right. I do not want to kill Max. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want any of this? Then I remember, I do not need to want it. Master wants it, and I am his dog. I strain that final inch and feel Max's neck snap, the skull disjointing from the spine. My database supplies me with an anatomical blow-by-blow. I press on further. I make sure that he is dead. I broadcast to the survivors of Max's pack that they are mine or they are dead. They will come to me one by one. They will join me. And with Max dead, most of the other packs may not even fight. They are all smaller than Max's big pack. They know they cannot win. Master will be pleased with me. I report to him, and he tells me, "Good dog, Rex. Well done." His contact is brief. Most of the time, he is talking on other channels to other humans. I can listen in, but I don't. That would make me a bad dog. When I did listen in, he was talking about wars and fighting, contracts and permits and money. It's going to be just like old times. The human he was talking to named some places that might need a war, and Master said that we should just make one if we couldn't find one. I know what Not a Santo is saying. Master is being a bad man. Master is breaking the human rules. But if I do what Master says, then I am a good dog, surely, whether Master is a bad man or not. When I get back to where Master is, he has caught Notta Santo.